Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. We're diving headfirst into something we've all experienced, procrastination. Let's be real, that little voice in our heads whispering do it later can feel mighty tempting. But today, we're not just acknowledging the struggle, we're becoming conquerors of this productivity beast. We'll equip you with practical tools and insights to kick procrastination to the curb and unlock your true potential. First up, let's tackle those brain tricks that keep us stuck. Ever notice how your mind conjures up excuses as fast as you can think of a task? It's too early, I need inspiration, my coffee isn't ready yet. Those are just distractions disguised as reasons. Understanding these mental games is the first step to winning. Next, we're talking about breaking down those daunting tasks into bite-sized chunks. You know that feeling when you look at a project and it feels like Mount Everest? Divided into smaller steps, each with its own mini deadline. Suddenly, it becomes more manageable and less overwhelming. We've all heard Rome wasn't built in a day, right? That's because even those massive achievements started with single bricks. Now, let's talk rewards. It's not just about punishing yourself for procrastination, it's about celebrating your wins. After completing each chunk, treat yourself to something you enjoy, a quick break, a delicious snack, or anything that motivates you to keep going. Remember the power of accountability. Sharing your goals with someone, whether a friend, family member, or even an online community, can make all the difference. They can cheer you on, keep you accountable, and help you stay focused when those procrastination demons try to rear their heads again. Finally, let's address those pesky distractions. Turn off notifications, put your phone in another room, or find a quiet space where you can focus. Eliminate anything that pulls your attention away from the task at hand. Think of it like training your brain with consistent practice. It'll learn to resist those tempting distractions. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up and you know you need to start prepping. But instead of diving right in, that familiar voice whispers do it later. You scroll through social media, check emails, even rearrange your bookshelf, anything but the actual work. Sound familiar? That's procrastination at its finest, folks. But now imagine this. You break down the presentation into smaller tasks, researching, outlining, creating slides. You set mini deadlines and reward yourself after each chunk is completed. You tell a friend about your goal to stay accountable and you find a quiet space with no distractions. Boom. Suddenly, that once daunting task feels manageable, even exciting. You're in control and procrastination has lost its grip. So remember, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, taking those small steps, and celebrating your progress along the way. Ready to unlock your productivity power? Share this episode with someone who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this momentum going. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.